Moncrief on News Talk.
Of course, we'll use the heat as an excuse to drink more, but if it was raining or snowing or if there was an earthquake, we'd do the same. So here's the question. Isn't it about time we got over our snobbery towards the box of wine? Yes, Australian vulgarians invented it, but the Swedes like it too. And if you just want a glass, isn't it a practical solution? The Irish Times wine critic John Wilson wonders what's wrong with us. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Is it much available in Ireland, even, boxes of wine?
There is once you start looking, because most of them I talked to a couple of supermarkets this morning. You can get them in Super Value and Tesco, both do them. O'Brien's have a nice range of various different reds and whites. Malloy's has some. Wines Direct, a mail order company, have a nice range. So you can get them if you want. I mean, Super Value have a Chablis, no less, in bag and box.
Oh, okay. And I suppose, could this be the next step, John, in the sense that probably it took people a while to get over using a screw cap on a bottle of wine, that bottle of wine could be just as good as one with a cork in it.
I think we're going in that direction. I mean, it has to be said that we were quite right to ignore them for a while, because generally it was the cheapest wine that they were put in bag and box, and the technology wasn't very far advanced, so they tended to go off quite quickly. But things have advanced. I mean, you mentioned Sweden. Almost half of all wine sold in Sweden is bag-in-box. And if you go in to the state monopoly, because all alcohol's sold through a state monopoly, you come across wall after wall of bag-in-box wines.
Mm. Now, are we talking kind of like mid-range wines, lower to mid-range range wines that you get in a box?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I see Tesco have a New Zealand Sauvignon here, which looks nice. I haven't tried it, but it's at the equivalent. You see, it's actually cheaper if you buy them in volume with larger packages. So you should be saving money. But there's no reason why you can't put a fine Bordeaux in, provided you don't want to keep it too long, because they really only last 6 to 12 months from their packaging date. So you should check that. Uh-huh. And then once they're open, I would advise drinking them within 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay, because a red wine would last maybe a wee bit longer than it would if you'd open the bottle.
Oh, it'll be a lot more, yes. Yeah. I mean, the big advantage of bag-in-box is you can just help yourself to a glass. If you come in the evening and you want a glass of wine over dinner, you can just have a single glass and the wine will keep for another 3-4 weeks. Whereas with red wine, really, it only keeps 5 days, 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
So it's very useful for single people if you're eating on your own. But it's also, I mean, a lot of people use it if they're going on staycations, picnics, festivals. Provided you check the rules and you're allowed to bring alcohol in, they're very handy for festivals.
How big are these boxes? I mean, as in, how many litres do they hold?
Well, the biggest one I came across was 5 litres.
Whoa.
Which is 9 bottles of wine, I think. But most of them are around 2.5, 3 litres. 3 litres looks like a good size because it might actually fit in your fridge. And if it's a white wine, it's handy to have it sitting in your fridge so it's ready chilled.
Yeah. And in terms of, like, say, and your average bottle of wine is 750 cl, so that's a fair... Is it cheaper in that sense?
Yes, it is. Although because of our laws, you're not allowed to offer quantity discounts. So it has to be a unique wine that you can't buy in bottle. But they tend to be cheaper because it's cheaper to ship them. It's less expensive. And you're buying in volume. So you get a bit of a discount for that.
And also, I would assume there's less waste. From an environmental point of view, there's less waste the other end.
Oh, completely. I mean, about 40% of a winery's emissions, carbon emissions, are not in the winery itself, but it's the packaging and transport. Mm. So you can fit a lot more bag-in-boxes on a container than you can bottles. And although you can recycle bottles, it actually takes a lot of energy to create the bottle in the first place and then to recycle it. Whereas with a bag-in-box, there's no more trips to the bottle bank. You can just put it in your bin because it's 100% recyclable.
Would it tend to be, is it a mixture between New World wines and Old World, or World wines? Is there like enough of a selection?
There's not a great selection here because there hasn't been demand in the past. But several retailers I talked to said they're actually beginning to take off. I think particularly in the summer they do well because that's when we go to festivals and holidays down the country. But certainly, I know I've been into the Swedish monopolies and there's a great selection there. Tends to be lower to mid-priced wines because you get them cheaper. But theoretically, you could put a Chablis Premier Cru in there, provided they were willing to.
Yeah, how interesting. John, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was John Wilson there, wine critic for the Irish Times. Michelle says, I discovered a company from Germany that delivers boxed wine. Myself and the hubby order 6 boxes of the finest red wine every month. Each box is only €11, which is the equivalent of 4 bottles per box. Even with delivery of €25, still works out cheaper. It's not crap either. Your finest Italian or my favourite Côte d'Aronne from France, says Michelle. All that tells me is that you're drinking. How many bottles of wine are you drinking every month? You and the hubby. Woohoo! Happy days for you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.